Item four is a zoning agreement amendment for 5 Schofield Boulevard under file ZAA-16 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item five, an application for a variance under file DAB 131179 of 2008D.
Only have people registered in support. The applicant, whoever wishes, there's a number of people here are applicants, so whoever you wish to have come forward to represent first.
This is very simple. Very, very simple.
When you live right there, you know, though, they have their reasons. It could have been a triplex. It would have been fine. Money talks. I support increasing the density.
It's difficult, though.
Oh, yes. And especially when we don't know the area.
Well, okay. I do know the area, but you didn't listen to me. Anyway.
Hopefully this next time will be a lot easier on here.
I'm going to have to get this message to Brenda.
We sometimes disagree.
Okay, proceed.
Thank you. My name is Paul McNeil, for the record. I'm with the MMN Group, and we filed the application on behalf of the owners of the property. Just to give you a very brief overview, this is a multi-tenanted building in an industrial area, the White Ridge Industrial Park. It was one of the first of the buildings to be built in that area, and it was built, it's going on almost 20 years since that area began to be developed. And I think, speaking of change, one of the things that we have witnessed here over those years is an evolution of the nature of the industrial park, whereas the initial businesses were in fact truly more related to what you would have seen in an industrial park 20 years ago. What's happening more and more in our industrial parks is that there's beginning to be a mixed use of development, and they're becoming employment centers not just for typical industrial uses but also for office and other related, quasi-related uses of that nature. And that's recognized in the city zoning bylaw. In the industrial districts, offices are permitted uses, they're not conditional uses. A limited amount of retail is permitted in industrial areas. It's quite common for manufacturers to have display space in industrial areas, so they have a portion of the building that's open for display space. The reason that we're here today is because of that evolution. What's happened is that property managers are finding that more and more of their tenants in the building are asking for additional parking on the space. The building was built as more of what I've described as a traditional industrial building, and with that it had a very limited amount of parking in the front and a large loading area at the back. If we could start over and redesign and rebuild the building today, it would probably be designed and built differently with more parking in the front. But we can't really design the building, so what we're looking at is best use of the site that's around the building in an area to improve parking for the tenants. When Martin speaks, Martin will be introducing letters of support from a number of the tenants that support this position. In many respects, this is very straightforward, but I will speak about it a little bit more in depth because, unfortunately, we do not have a positive planner's report, and I'd like to speak to a couple of those issues within the report if I could. I have a package of material here that I'd like to distribute. If I could, please. The first item that I'd like to bring your attention to are the large 11 by 17 sketches. The first sketch that's stapled together is the existing configuration of the building on the site. That's this plan, for those of you that are looking in your package. What that illustrates is the current layout of the site, where you have parking along the south end of the site on Schofield Boulevard and parking across the front of the building, which is double-sided parking on the south end of the site and then is a single-loaded parking on the north end of the site. And the difference in the building is that the building configuration also changed. The north end of the building has a higher roof level. It has recessed loading docks, and there's more trucking activity associated with that when the building was initially built. What the property managers have seen over the years is a transition of that space so that there's more demand for day-to-day activity in the front and more demand for parking related to that, and the building just isn't meeting the needs of the tenants with respect to parking. There has been efforts made to look at additional parking behind the building, but that's limited in that we still have to have room to maneuver garbage trucks, loading trucks, and you run into safety issues if you're trying to introduce people parking in an area where there's a lot of active truck movement. So that leaves really the ability to look at the front of the building and how best to utilize the space that's there without compromising the overall view and appearance of the building. And what I'd like to illustrate then on the second page, if I could, what is highlighted in the pale yellow is the changes to the parking lot area that we would like to make. We would like to add additional parking in an effort that gives us double loaded parking across the front of the building. In doing so, what we've done is worked around almost all of the trees that are there. We do lose one of the poplar trees and one of the spruce trees, but for the most part, all of the existing trees that are there are maintained. Part of the reason for the handicapped parking spaces as well is that one of the tenants in the building is
Norshell.
Norshell Inc. And Norshell Inc. Is a agency or service that employs handicapped persons for the development of products and other uses on the site. So there are drop-off and deliveries of handicapped individuals at this site quite regularly. And in fact, Handy Transit comes into this site right now, and with the current configuration, it's actually very awkward for the Handy Transit buses and vans to pull in and out from the site. This proposed reconfiguration would greatly improve the access and circulation in front of the building with respect to the whole building in that regard. There are a couple of other improvements that are proposed as part of this plan as well, and for these I'd like to draw your attention to the series of photographs that I've distributed as well. The first of these, the first photograph is an indication. This is a photograph from the south end of the site looking north along the parking area and along Waverly Street, and there's two things that I'd like to point out on that photograph. First of which is that there is a bus stop located on Waverly, just on the right-hand side of the photograph. Part of what the owners of the property are proposing to do, and this was recommended by the planning department, is to make a direct physical connection from that bus stop to this site so that employees who are using public transit would be able to get directly onto this site much more easily than they currently do. They currently either have to walk around where there is no sidewalk in Schofield, or through the landscaped area to get to the site. So a minor improvement, and an improvement nonetheless. The second thing I'd like to point out that's obvious in this photograph is the condition of the property immediately across the street on the east side of Waverly. That is Manitoba Hydro's coal yard, and if you've driven down on Waverly, you'll recognize that. That has been screened from Waverly Street by an 8-foot-high bark and concrete fence. There's no landscaping associated with that screened fence across the street. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at the quality of what we have on this site, and the second photograph is probably illustrative of that, is that in addition to the mature trees at the north end of the site and the landscaping or the grass at the south end, directly across the street, the character is quite different. And I would say that this is quite superior in character to general setting. And again, on the third photograph, you get a sense of the character of the north end of the site. We're not changing that character substantially. The trees would be maintained, the parking would be fit in between those trees, and in fact, from people passing along Waverly Street, there would be no substantial change in the overall appearance of the site, so no, in our view, no negative effect on the character of the street. The fourth photograph in the series is right at the north end of the site, and this is where we would bring in the new right-hand-only approach off of Waverly Street, and we would thread it between those spruce trees so that no trees are affected there as well. The last two photographs are just illustrations of the back of the building, so you get a sense of the character of the fact that this is, in fact, truly a mixed use. You do have industrial-type uses still going on in the building, but you have those mixed with office and other uses within the building. With that, councillors, what I would like to suggest is that we would ask for a positive report on this, or a positive recommendation on this. It is our view that, in fact, the bylaw is being injurious to the effective and useful use of this building in the long term. The building has gone through some changes in terms of evolution, and I think those are consistent with the changes in evolution of the surrounding neighborhood. As the South Waverly area has built out, they're getting more residential uses, more professional office spaces, and the character of this would be very consistent with that overall. So notwithstanding the negative recommendation of the planning department on this particular item, we would suggest that in fact what you're looking at would be do no harm to the community and would greatly enhance the viability of this building and in fact the actual site and the long-term sustainability of the building to be continued to be relevant and fit the overall marketplace. I think, Madam Chair, that pretty well concludes what I'd like to say. I know that the property managers have some other information and certainly supporting letters from tenants, but I think I would prefer just to wait for questions rather than continue.
Okay, yeah, sure. Thanks. Councillor Smith, do you have any questions?
No.
Who do you think would be, if anybody, impacted by the negative? Is it a concern, do you think, that people driving by aren't going to see as much grass? Or what do you think is the concern here?
I can't speak for the planning department.
I know you can't speak for
the planning department. I think there is a concern as expressed to us that by reducing the side yard to 4 feet, that it would set a precedent for this area that would possibly trigger other applications. I'm not aware of why that would be the case. If you're familiar with that stretch of Waverly, most of the other properties, in particular the surrounding properties, are in much bigger lots, and it's a different building configuration. The city has a fire hall immediately to the north of the site, and the fire hall is set well back.
And it's the only multi-tenant.
This is the only multi-tenant.
In that direct area, there's one further down, which has better parking arrangement than we do. But for most cases, it's owner-occupied, single tenancies.
What are you saying you're going to improve for the transit stop? Are you saying you're going to have a pathway through here so that people don't just have to climb across the boulevard type of thing?
There'll be a paved sidewalk.
Paved sidewalk, because that certainly is an improvement.
And there'll be bicycle stands that will be added as part of the application as well as part of the overall improvements on the site.
Is there any residential around here at all?
No.
It's all an industrial.
The frontage is along Waverly Street, everywhere north of Bishop Brannan Boulevard, all the way to Skirfield or to McGilvery, are all industrial on both sides. And in fact, there have been some precedents with respect to the area further north along residential, where the yards have been varied to allow smaller yards in the front. Glenn may have pictures of those as well.
Okay, so
from our perspective, there's nobody that's negatively impacted.
Yeah.
With cars driving by, I would suggest to you that, in fact, it would be hard-pressed to tell the difference driving by after the improvements are made compared to what it is today. It means that the fronts of the cars would be somewhat closer to the street than they are today.
Okay. Councillor Smith, no more questions? Okay. Thank you very much. I don't think we have any further questions.
I just wanted to add that I do have the letters here from some of the tenants. There's
would you
six
like to
letters.
Them?
Yes.
Hey, tenants.
Or there are, we already have them. Okay.
Yeah, it's Prepco, Golden Associates.
What I would suggest is rather than read the letters, it would be helpful to identify who is.
Yeah,
if
you could just
support.
Identify these are letters of support.
Well, I have a letter from
Prepco
Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A letter from Asante, which is Robert M. Spears, Vice President, in support. Non-affiliated producers from James E. Newman, controller, in support. And there is an email from Connie Coffer, President of Power Solutions, Inc. And expressions, Mark and Susan Pulser.
Right, which is my company.
Okay. There should be one more from Golden Associates.
Golden Associates.
So you have a copy of all these clients in the property?
Yes.
Okay. I've had a long history in commercial real estate. This is my company, DTZ Barnicky Winnipeg, which is our new brokerage arm. But we also have MMI Management LTD, so we're the managers and and agents of this property. And I can tell you from, you know, 16 years working in industrial real estate that this neighborhood, the Schofield area, or what they used to call Westport Gary Business Park, has changed immensely in that time period. So unfortunately, some of these buildings weren't designed for what we have now, but I think what we're trying to do here is a massive improvement for the tenancies and the community. And from a management perspective, you know, there isn't a week that goes by that we don't get complaints about parking and some of the issues. And for Norshell and their drop-offs for the handy transit vans, you can imagine right now driving into this property, the only way to get in and out is off Schofield. So if you're coming in Schofield and going all the way down to the end here and have to turn around to come all the way back out.
So you're going to have an entrance, a turning one way in entrance off
right.
Waverly on this side.
This is actually, you know, you can imagine a handy transit van, and there's several of them that drop off in the morning and in the afternoon. They have to, you know, maneuver and back up, and you know, they block traffic. And,
yeah.
We just think for everybody involved, all the tenancies, you know, to have a drive-in off Waverly, new parking along the front. It's not a huge amount of parking, you know, 20
yeah.
some odd stalls, but it's
yeah.
it's a massive improvement to everybody.
Thank you. Okay, no further questions. Now, you're Mark.
You're Mark.
Okay. Now we have other people registered in support. I don't know if they wanted to add anything. Lindsay Saunders, just in support. Thank you. John Bellin. Belino.
I've managed to store a cup on the end, and I can.
You have to come up here if you can speak. That's fine.
I can attest to the issue of the North Shell. They're coming in off of Schofield, and these are, like, I mean, handicapped vehicles. They're having to come and loop in front of our store. Now, if we have any significant amount of customers in the store itself, it creates a huge problem, because now these trucks have to wait until our customers move out, and it creates this big log jam right in front of the store itself right now. And parking is always an issue. I mean, there's constantly arguments about whose stalls are whose stalls, because parking is so small. And as far as, I mean, for staff themselves, parking in the back is impossible because of the trucks that are coming in to drop off things, and with the trucks for the VFIs and all that. It only makes sense. I mean, it's correcting a problem that wasn't addressed, you know, when the building was built. You know, no one could anticipate how it was going to develop, and now it's sort of, I don't know, this just makes too much sense, really.
Councilors, any questions? Okay, thank you. Frank Guetti, anything you'd like to add? Please come forward.
First, I apologize, but I seem to have got laryngitis, so
oh.
I won't speak very long, which I'm sure you'll be.
It's a difficult thing for a lawyer to have.
It is. You forget how valuable your voice is until you don't have it. Just very briefly, I would really emphasize with the councils,
okay.
if you could, if you read the tenant letters, they really do tell a tale as to how important this is to the tenants. They are very adversely impacted by this lack of parking. This site has changed quite a bit over the years. The uses have gone from more industrial to less industrial and more office slash retail, not quite retail, but sort of the display center type of a facility where you have a display area. Crevco is a very good example. So you have more traffic, more need for parking. I would emphasize with the councilors that, in our view, there is no adverse impact at all on the adjacent community. In fact, the fact that there is absolutely no opposition, I think, speaks to that. If you look across the street, you have Manitoba Hydro, you have a very large concrete fence.
Some things are not obvious.
Yes.
If you had someone vocal pointing out what is occurring, you know, you might have opposition. Eh?
I can understand that, Councillor Smith.
Now, the planner has just given me some notes here that I think before we close, I would just want to check with you, because they're recommending, if we are going to approve this, some conditions, and I just wanted to see if these conditions were, what your thoughts were on these conditions. Is it possible to have come back to look at that as well? Because I'd like to just have a discussion about it. I didn't have these ahead of time, so if I did, I missed them. Yes, Councillor Smith? you'd like me to? Okay, all right, sure. Okay, so what we've got is some suggested amendments from the planning department that if we do wish to approve it, they'd like to see these. And the first one is the zoning agreement be amended such that clause 5 be changed, such as the following is added after the word Waverly Street, except the full length of the portion of the subject land abutting Waverly Street where the landscape strip must have a minimum width of 1.2 meters, 4 feet. Let's see what that means. This is clause 5. Would have been convenient to have this a little bit earlier. Where's clause 5?
Yeah, that was in the council. That was in the zoning agreement. 1.2 meters is the yard depth that the applicants are requesting.
Okay, say that again. Sorry.
1.2 meters is the yard depth that.
That's what they're requesting. So what is this doing?
It's saying it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's just wording that doesn't change anything, it's not a big issue, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, for that particular.
For the one I just mentioned.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Now, and it says that existing poplar trees in the corner side yard be preserved?
All
existing poplar trees in the corner side yard. Is that part of what you were going to do?
All but one. We have one.
All but one.
Right. We have one. Further back, there's one tree in that area that's a real problem. No. The second one.
So if this is what's already happening, is this something you would have to amend? This 1.2, isn't that what they're
yes, asking? The application would, if it was approved, it would allow all yards adjacent to Waverly or Keniston in the area that the zoning agreement is applicable to. They could all be 1.2 meters deep alongside either of those roads.
Why would you?
This is the area.
I don't understand what's happening at all. This is totally
confusing. The application is to amend the wording in the zoning agreement that says yards adjacent to Waverly or Keniston must be at least 6 meters.
So the overall zoning agreement for the area, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay,
the area
well,
was in this dotted line.
So if we approve this in this app, can we just not approve this for this application and then someone
yes.
else figures it out later?
That's what this clause is for, Council.
Okay, so that would take care of that issue. Okay. Now the poplar trees, you're saying you'd need to remove one, if you could just show me.
Sure, I'm not yet. One of the trees in this area, one more tree was kept. What we have right now is we've got parking spaces that are separated by trees, 7 spaces, 6 spaces.
Mm-hmm. So are you adding more trees?
No, we're not.
You're losing one tree.
Losing one tree.
You're losing one tree in the overall plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Out of, including the corner, there must be 20-something trees there.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. I'm just trying to make sure I understand what we're being asked to approve. Okay. Then it... A light proof fence be provided between the parking lot east of the building on the subject land and the east property line of the said land.
So that would be all along, everywhere, I'm assuming that I understand that.
Yeah.
Along this whole area here.
For headlights not to be shining towards Waverly.
That can be done. I'm not sure. Right now, I'm not aware of any negative effect of those cars currently affecting Waverly Street.
Because currently they're all facing Waverly Street now,
right.
That's, but they're not as close. I don't know if that makes a difference.
We're talking a few feet difference, and they cross the street. They're looking at a much heavier industrial use with a concrete fence.
Yeah, I'm not sure. More
so for the traffic on Waverly.
The traffic on Waverly, you're saying the lights from the cars would...
And
is anyone going to be there after dark? Or is it a daytime operation?
It's primarily a daytime
operation. I don't
think
anyone's there.
Thank you. Well,
it's a business
okay.
hours.
It's business hours generally?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Business hours there, they're usually
okay. And the bicycle parking be provided according to Section 169 of the zoning bylaw and located such as clearly visible to people in the building on the subject land, and the main entrances to the east side of the building are clearly visible at the bicycle parking area.
Presently, the bicycle parking area, Councillor, is proposed to be north of the building. There's no eyes on the bicycle parking area. There's no informal surveillance.
Clearly visible. So you want them to move it. Is that seem workable?
We can work with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to know that I'm understanding this condition and that they make sense here. The pedestrian connection from the building and a Winnipeg Transit bus stop be provided in substantial conformity with sheet 2 of 2 of the site plan submitted in connection with file DAV 081, blah, blah, blah.
It's
okay. So they're just putting that in as a requirement. Okay. And, okay, and then there's something about to do with amending that overall zoning agreement, which is something we just have to do. Okay, I think that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep this piece of paper. Okay, is there anybody else who wishes to speak to this matter who's registered? Councillor Smith, you wanted to take the chair?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read. I move that receipt of public representations be concluded. I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in because I'm recommending that the project be, the application be approved with some amendments. And what I'm going to amend.
With
the following conditions, but I'm not doing them exactly as printed.
No, just the ones where yeah. The
okay.
There's no need to amend anything.
So the, I'm basically clause one, which has to do with the overall zoning agreement, that has to be changed to allow this. Clause two about the trees, I think we can spare one tree for this. So I'd be prepared to amend that in whoever such a way would allow one, you know, all but one tree. It says all existing poplar.
You just
trees.
Delete it.
Pardon?
You could just delete that.
Well, as long as I don't really want to see the other trees go, but I'm, if we can trust that you're going to keep the other trees in good faith, we'll just take that out then because it's a little confusing. We'll start getting into that kind of minutiae. But I trust that you'll be grateful enough that we approve this. Trees are good. All right. Item three, I'm not going to get into the fencing. I'm just not going to put that in. With the bicycle parking and the rest of the ones that's written on here that we went over, approve the bicycle parking and the pedestrian connection as requirements, which make it some improvements there that are significant. And then the other issues are just that needs to be done. So I would move that. I move the following supporting reasons, namely that there's some improvements in terms of the bike, cycling, pedestrian. It's really not the most beautiful spot on earth, and I don't think it's going to be any less beautiful. Or, you know, it's some improvement, and it meets the needs of the businesses there, and I don't think it really has a lot of negative effect that I can understand unless I'm greatly missing something. So I think it's solved some problems with these amendments to work out.
All
okay. And I need the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded. Now the variance, thank you, is I move the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move the criteria of subsection 247 of the City of Winnipeg Act below are satisfied.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Now, I think they also, did they recommend denial of that as well? Okay,
yes.
So I would move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in. Now, is there any conditions on this, or it would
no.
just make
yeah.
sense to just, okay,
it's
what
fine,
we've done
yeah.
so far?
Oh, the two-year one? Yeah, that's, actually, we don't even need that. It's in the bylaw now, in the current bylaw.
Okay.
So there's no amendments that are required to
no.
meet the intent here? Okay, so I would move, yeah, that the
recommendation of the public service not be concurred and then the variance be allowed. Okay. And I move the public hearing with respect